The Young Dufu. The Sage of Poetry. Hello, my name is Dufu. People call me the Sage of Poetry. I wrote over 1,000 poems during my life. You may already know some of them. I wrote about social events and people's lives during the Tang Dynasty, 618 to 907 CE. How did I become a poet? Today, I won't talk about my poems. Let me tell you about my younger years. My family. There were two important members in my family. Du Yu, a great general in the Western Jin Dynasty, 266 to 316 CE, was one of my ancestors. He helped to unite the country. He was a great example for me. I wanted to be like him and make our country better. Du Shenyan was my grandfather. He was a great poet in the early Tang Dynasty. His poems were very creative. Many people loved his works. Because of him, I became interested in writing poems. I wished to become a poet like him. Growing up. When I was young, I was often sick. Once I was so ill that I almost died. As I got older, I grew into a strong boy. I was always full of energy. I loved running in the mountains. My younger brothers and sister loved eating pears and jujubes. When autumn came, I climbed the trees to pick the fruit for them. I never felt tired. I loved the time with my brothers and sister. We were happy together. Even after we grew up, we often wrote letters to each other. I also wrote some poems about the deep feelings between us. The joy of reading. As I grew up, I worked hard to improve my reading and writing. I believed that if someone read tens of thousands of books, their writing would flow without any difficulty. I spent a lot of time reading. I learned so much from books. Many of the stories and characters stayed in my memory, even when I was old. An amazing experience. When I was around 6, I saw an amazing show. It was the famous sword dance of Gongsun Danyang. Her beautiful dance surprised everyone. I was too young to express how wonderful it was, but the amazing memory stayed in my mind for many years. Around 50 years later, I saw another wonderful sword dance. I asked the dancer, "Who is your teacher?" She said, "I am the student of Gongsun Danyang." I couldn't believe my ears. What a surprise! I wrote a poem about this amazing experience. It became one of my most famous works. Travelling adventures. Around the age of 20, I went travelling around China. I wanted to see the beautiful mountains and rivers. First, I went south by boat. I visited some famous places and saw wonderful scenery. The stories and characters from my books came to life in front of my eyes. I even thought about crossing the sea to visit Japan. After that, I went north. I rode horses and hunted with my friends. There is something you may not know about me. I was very good at shooting arrows. On top of the world. I travelled to Mount Taishan during one of my trips. The great mountain looked over the land of Qi and Lu regions. My heart felt open and free. I wrote, "I will climb to the top. From there, all the other mountains will look small." At that time, I was young and the future was full of hope. I felt on top of the world. I wanted to become a great poet. I was ready for any challenge. Word bank. Difficulty. Energy. Express. Flow. General. Juju. Memory. Poetry. Sage. Scenery. Sword. Unite.